702 and Cape Talk.
Book of the Week.
It is a Thursday, and on a Thursday, on the Midday Report, we do speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And today, the book is called Changing a Leopard's Spots, The Adventures of Two Wildlife Trackers. The author is Alex van den Heerfer, but it's also written with Renius Mklongo. And the book very much tells the story about how these two wildlife trackers, who've spent three decades working together, tracking leopards and lions at Londolozi, jaguars in South America, grizzly bears in the U.S., about their relationship, about their successes, their failures, their dramas, all of their disappointments, but really the lessons that they've learned from each other. Now, you may be wondering why we're doing this now. The book came out about 3 years ago, but it's just been re-released as a paper book. And we know that I can attest to this, that when books came out in lockdown, maybe they didn't get as much coverage as they potentially could have. So today, the author, Alex van den Heerfer, joining us to speak about this. Alex, great to have you on air. Thanks for joining us. Tell us more about how this book came to be, how you and Renius decided, okay, we're going to do a book, because you've worked on a tracking field guide, the Tracker Manual, but this is very different to that.
Yes, thank you, Mandy, and good afternoon. As you alluded to, Renius and I have worked together for 30-odd years, and during the time we were together, we just had so many unbelievable experiences in the bush, with animals, with people, traveling around the world, testing our tracking skills against master trackers and expert trackers all over. And it just became apparent that at some point we needed to document these stories. But more important than that, we wanted to share with South Africa that it is possible for people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different cultures to come together and to create something that is magical, productive, and so I wanted to share that story, and that's really the motivation. I had a back injury, and I wrote the book in 6 weeks. I was flat on my back, and it just poured out of me. It's just been a wonderful journey with Renius. He's one of the original people. He's a Shangaan man. He was born in what is today the Greater Kruger National Park. One of the original people to be raised on the original traditions of a Shangaan hunter-gatherer. And so more different, I would put it to the audience, are Renius and I than any other two South Africans. And if we can make it work, then there's no reason South Africa cannot be a better place.
The story is about both of you and about your relationship, but you're the author of the book. You tell the story. How involved was Renius in the telling of the story and the writing of the book to ensure that his voice is equally heard?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Mandy. Renius was on a WhatsApp call with me probably 4 or 5 hours a day during those 6 weeks when I wrote it. Because I wanted that exactly to be the case. I wanted his voice to come through, and he remembered things that I couldn't remember. And he's also he's just a wonderful storyteller. He's got a great sense of humor, and I wanted that to come through. And he often remembered the things that I subconsciously wanted to forget. And so that was important for my failings, his failings to come out. And we've written the book, warts and all. It is what it is. It hasn't been a picnic. It's taken a long time. But we are at a place now, Renius and I, where we've got a great level of understanding, a high level of trust. And it's just, we just believe that if every one South African could choose another South African different to who they are and form a meaningful relationship with that person in their lifetime, we could change the trajectory of this country in a single generation.
Mm. And this book is full of stories. Stories obviously about your different cultural backgrounds, also about your close encounters with the natural world. But very much it is about that deeper message around human connection and why it's important for us to learn from people who do have different cultural backgrounds to us.
Yes. Yes. Look, when a dangerous leopard comes at you, and you've only been in the bush for 3 months and you're a green 19-year-old, it changes how you view the person that you live that through that experience with. And that is exactly what had happened with Renius and I. I was a brand new ranger. I knew nothing about what I was doing. Renius was born there. But I was the so-called accredited safari guide, the one in charge, the all-seeing, all-knowing person, the interpreter of the experience. But in fact, actually, Renius was in total control. And those close encounters were moments where we built trust for each other. He could see that I was serious about learning about his side of the job and that I wasn't going to turn and run, because that's a very dangerous thing to do if you're confronting a charging animal like a lion or an elephant. And at the same time, I got to see firsthand how unbelievably competent he was, and his knowledge of the subtleties of animal behavior, how advanced and how refined they were. And he's just the one person in my life who just continues to surprise me even 30 years on.
One of the things that brought you and Renius closer was the fact that you learned to speak Shangaan. Do you think enough white South Africans are making that effort to learn other languages?
Andy, the short answer is no, I don't. And that's one of the problems. It was only until I learned to speak Shangaan was I able to access Renius's beliefs, his ideas, his fears, things I could never have accessed had I not learned to speak the language. And you just think about it. Go live in France. Take your family to France and try not speaking French and see how far you get. Yet in South Africa, millions of people don't speak an African language and seem to get by fine. But I don't know how fine that really is. I still think we're skimming along the surface. To me and Renius, we believe one of the vital steps in reconciliation is learning each other's languages and indeed each other's cultures.
And then, of course, you tell so many great tales in the book about your bush adventures, the tracking process as well. A lot of that tracking process is understanding that the animals that you're following. And one of the themes in the book is how relationships with animals can have a profound impact on the life of human beings as well.
Yeah, no, and one of my favorite stories is the one where we're trying to find a leopard for guests and we're being unsuccessful and it's getting hot. So we drop them back off at the camp at Londolozi and we go back out. And for another 3 or 4 hours, we track and we eventually find this leopard. And instead of just finding her and then leaving her and getting the vehicle and going to fetch the guests, Renius indicates that we should walk with her. It's something he'd never done before. This was good 10 years into our relationship working together. And long story short, we have this incredible experience where we walk with this completely wild leopard while she is hunting. And we get to a moment where this leopard starts to stalk a small antelope, a gray duiker. And Renius and I are flanking her just 7 or 8 meters either side of her, slightly back of her. And we're also stalking. And you've got this leopard and these two human counterparts all stalking. And she was calm enough to allow us into the most intimate part of her life. And that leopard was known as the Mangen female. And we ended up building an incredible relationship with her. We could see that she could recognize us. If there were 2 or 3 cars parked together around a sighting and she was in it, She'd come past us and she'd make this chuffing sound to greet us. And, you know, animals have the benefit of no streaming narrative that goes through their minds. They don't have all these thoughts about who people are and what people should be. And so therefore they encounter you and they treat you based on the merit in the moment. And that's what I have learned most about. They haven't got these thoughts where you said this to me yesterday, or I did this to you day before. And now, so when I deal with you, I've got this filter on, this bias that all South Africans have. And animals don't have that. Sure. Yes, if you mistreat an animal for long enough, it'll avoid you, simply avoid you. And so that's what I love about the animal kingdom, is that it's just so raw and so honest, the interaction for them.
Alex, love chatting to you. Thank you so much. Alex van den Heever is the author of this book. It's called Changing a Leopard's Spots, The Adventures of Two Wildlife Trackers. It's about his relationship with Renius Mhlongo, also his relationship with the natural world as well. It has just been re-released on a paper book, so look out for that one.